Hey, mom friend, let's talk. Okay, so get your tea, your coffee, or go ahead and start your housework. We need to have a conversation. We're going to be talking about healthy, budget-friendly meals for busy moms because in this fast-paced world of motherhood, along with inflation, finding the perfect balance between delicious, nutritious, and budget-friendly meals sometimes can seem like a huge and almost stressful task. So we're going to discuss how we can cook delicious, healthy, budget-friendly meals that not only satisfy the taste buds, but also fit seamlessly into your busy routine. So stay tuned.
Hey, mom friend. Welcome to Taller Mom Diaries podcast. I want to help you build a beautiful, godly marriage, raise your children in the Lord, and create an organized, Christ-centered home. It's time to go from settling for the world's expectations of marriage and family to enjoying home life, marriage, family, and parenting God's way. I know that deep desire in your heart to thrive as a godly wife and a Christian mom while living out the purpose that God has for you. You just need to know how to do it, and I'm here to help. Hey girl, I'm Larissa J. I'm a wife, toddler mom, and Christian personal development coach. It wasn't long ago when I was an overwhelmed mom and a stressed out elementary teacher, but I decided to go all in and trust God with my life. I quit my job in order to do what I was feeling called to do, focus on family. I felt the calling to create this podcast for you, mom friend, because I want you to know that you're not alone, and that doing this thing God's way is better than anything you could have ever imagined.
All right, welcome, mom friend, to episode 29. As you know, we are talking about some healthy, delicious, budget-friendly meal ideas for busy moms. I don't know about you, but there have been many times where I've been trying to plan meals and it can just not be fun. Other times it's fun and other times it's not, just depending on what's going on, what the budget is, and all of the things, right? So today I figured let me share with you some things that I've been doing lately, especially as we all know there's been inflation and just grocery prices are very different than they were. And we're all working on different terms, but I think that we're all experiencing or have at least seen just the change in prices when it comes to groceries. And so I figured, hey, let me share what I'm doing in case it can help someone else. So I have been able to grocery shop. I've actually split my grocery budget, my weekly grocery budget, in half. I used to spend double what I've been spending these past few weeks. And so I figured I would share it with you. In some cases, I've been able to get groceries for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks for about $50 to $60. And I just think that's wild. And so I was like, well, I need to share this because I know that there are some who are looking for healthy meals that are on the cheap, right? So I want to share some of that with you today. And before we get into it, I want to note a couple things, right? I understand the importance of, you know, nourishing our families with wholesome ingredients without breaking the bank. So this is why I want to share with you a week's worth, because I don't know about you, but I've looked at I've looked at meal plans and they're like, here are five meals. And I'm like, girl, I need seven because I plan for the week. So I am going to be sharing with you seven ideas for breakfast, lunch, and dinner that are tasty and also nutritious and will not break the bank, so that you can say goodbye to the stress of meal planning and hello to the joy of creating yummy meals without compromising your health or budget. Now, before that, I also want to preface this with just be encouraged, mama. If you are like me, you may enjoy organic, top quality, wholesome ingredients in your recipes and when you're cooking. However, when you're working with a reduced budget, it is okay if you are not able to purchase those things in this season. And I want you to remember that it's a season. Seasons change. Sometimes, you know, you may find yourself able to spend $1,000 a month on groceries. You know, and other times you might find you need to drop that thing down to $200 a month or whatever the case is. And that's okay. It's a season. So give yourself grace, work with what you have, and pray over your food. You know, when you bless your food, you sanctify your food, when you say grace, understand that it really works, right? It really works. So thank God for what you have and trust Him with the rest. I want to read to you Exodus 23:25. It says, "So you shall serve the Lord your God, and He will bless your bread and water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you." So just keep that in mind if you, like I said, are like me and you find that sometimes it's just more feasible to not get the organic produce, you know, or not get the organic chicken. It's okay. Sanctify it, pray over it, and understand that when you do that, it will not harm you or your family. All right, so let's get right into these recipes. So the first one that I want to share with you is the black bean rice bowl. This is just what I call it. People call it a burrito bowl, whatever. Okay. It's, we call it the black bean rice bowl. And this is, it's healthy, it's budget friendly, it's filling. And it's also great because it's customizable. You can literally have this meal every week if you wanted, because you can swap out so many different things, right? You can change the rice, you can change the beans, you can change the toppings. It's just really awesome and it's quick, it's easy. It doesn't take a lot of work. Usually I like to use something like jasmine or basmati rice. However, like I said, when you're on a budget and you're cutting prices, a bag of cheap white rice will work perfectly. It's not maybe the healthiest thing in the world, but it will get the job done. Pray over it and move on. Okay, so it's going to start with rice as your base. You could also nix the rice completely. Sometimes I will just not put rice in mine just because of the carbs. I like to try to do those minimally. So that's optional. You can totally have this without rice or with a little tiny bit of rice. Totally up to you. But the base starts with rice. And then you're going to use black beans. It's a must for this dish because this is a meatless dish and it's fine because it's still delicious and it will still fill you up. So you want black beans. I've done both canned beans and dry beans, but I find that when you buy the dry beans, it actually yields more for your money. I love cooking a whole pound of black beans. I throw it in my Instant Pot. I don't have to soak them. It's amazing. I put it on high pressure and I cook it for about 30 to 35 minutes with about 3.5 to 4 cups of water, and boom, in just a few minutes, those black beans are done. Now, of course, you want to season them. That's important. Things like chili powder, cumin, garlic powder, salt and pepper. Those are usually things that I always have in my pantry. So I don't have to, like, you know, go buy those things. They're already at home. But you want to season them up. And sometimes I'll even put in a diced onion because, like in the meal plan we're talking about today, I'll have a half of an onion that is just useless. So I take that half of the onion, dice it up, and I'll throw it in with the beans and let that cook in as well. It adds some great flavor. Okay, so once you have your rice and your beans, that is the full basis of the dish. And then you can customize whatever toppings that you like. For my family and I keep it short and simple, easy and inexpensive. So I lately have just been going for some pico de gallo. So all that is I just chop up some tomatoes, some cilantro, and the onion. I have an onion, right? I used half of it in the beans and then half of it for my pico de gallo. And that's it. I put a little splash of vinegar because I always have vinegar on hand, but you can buy a lime if you'd like. Sprinkle a little salt, mix it up, and boom, you have pico de gallo. It is good, it is fresh, and it is vegetables. So it's awesome, and it gives you some nutrients there. I also like to top it with cheese. I've been grating my cheese lately. That's another thing that I found is actually more cost effective. It's just buy a block of cheese, grate it up. It yields more cheese than if you were to purchase the pre-shredded cheese, and also it has less preservatives in it. The texture is even different. If you know, you know. So I shred the cheese and then I like to top it with sour cream. And that alone is actually really good. It's delicious. My family and I enjoy it. If you want to splurge and you have some wiggle room in your budget, you can also do this with chicken or beef, and it is good. And of course, even more hearty and more filling. However, if you can't do the chicken or the beef, it's really great with just the black beans. The black beans get the job done. All right, so the second meal idea. So let's just pretend that that was Monday, right? Black bean bowl on Monday, that's dinner. Now let me explain lunches really quick. For us, what we do lunch is leftovers. It's just really easy. You don't have to plan anything. You don't have to think twice about it. If you have the black bean rice bowl on Monday for dinner, then guess what? On Tuesday, you're having that same thing on for lunchtime. And all you have to do is heat it up. You don't have to plan anything extra. You don't have to make anything extra. It's just really easy. So that's lunch. So every single time I give you a meal idea, understand that you have it for dinner, and then you can also have it for lunch. And then your lunches for the week are done. They're made. You don't have to think about them. Just store the leftovers in a, you know, glass Tupperware container, put them in the fridge, heat them up. We use Hot Logic, which is really convenient, especially if you're working. You can take the Hot Logic, plug it in, put your food in there in a glass container, and it will heat it up while you're working, and it will be hot when it's time to eat. I love that thing. I will leave a link for it in the show notes. Okay, meal number two. So let's say this is Tuesday. You could do something like an oven fried chicken leg with some salad and potato wedges. One thing that I found is that chicken legs are still accessible for a great price. So take a look at your local grocery store and see if it's the same for you. But I've been able to purchase a large pack of chicken legs for less than $5, and I can get about two or three meals from that one pack, which is amazing. So check your grocery store. Same thing with potatoes. You generally can get about, I think it's 5 pounds of russet potatoes for like less than $3. Again, depends on where you live. Check your store and see. But potatoes is another thing. If you got a 5 pound bag of potatoes, you can get three or four meals out of that. So use some of that chicken and some of those potatoes for this dish, the oven fried chicken legs and the potato wedges and a little side salad. Now, the oven fried chicken is a great way to satisfy your craving. Like if you like fried chicken, it's healthy and it's quick and it's better for you because you're not throwing it in oil. You can actually pop it in the oven, walk away from it, and it is delicious. I have recipes actually will be linked for all of these, just, you know, different blogs that I've come across. These recipes you can find on my blog as well as in the show notes. So if you want to check that out, just as some inspiration, I'll leave the links for you. But in addition to the chicken legs, I like to put a quick little side salad. Side salad is a great way to get like healthy veggies in for a cheap price. Lately, I've just been sticking to something like romaine lettuce. You could also do spinach or whatever type of lettuce that you like that fits your budget. And I also just like to throw in some tomatoes, some carrots. Because I grated my cheese, I usually have a little leftover cheese. You can throw that on there. And a lot of these ingredients can be utilized in other recipes. So for me, when I get tomatoes, I know that I'm using tomatoes in my pico de gallo for the black bean bowl. I'm using my tomatoes in the salad. I'm using my tomatoes in gyros, which we'll talk about soon. Same thing with my cucumbers. I know I'm using cucumbers in the salad, and I'm also using cucumbers in the gyros. So everything has more than one purpose, which is awesome. As far as dressing goes, use whatever fits your budget. If you keep oil and vinegar on hand like I do, you may not even need to purchase any dressing because you can literally do vinegar and oil with some salt and pepper to dress your salad. Things like balsamic vinegar, red wine vinegar, or apple cider vinegar are all great, and they pair well with a drizzle of olive oil and some seasonings. And again, it's budget friendly if you already have that in your pantry. You can also make your own dressing. There are some really great recipes out there where you can make your own healthy dressing with vinegar and oil and seasonings and a couple other things, usually some garlic. And it's great and it's healthy and it doesn't have all the preservatives. So do what works for you. And then as far as the potato wedges, all you're doing is washing those, slice them up, drizzle them with some oil, and bake them in the oven. Of course, you want to make sure you season them first. Again, really quick, easy, and tasty for a full, filling, inexpensive meal. Okay, number three. So this is the third meal. We'll just say this is Wednesday's meal. So that would be something like a vegetarian shepherd's pie. This is great for a healthy, budget-friendly meal. I like to use the recipe from MealLime. Again, I will make sure the link is in the show notes. It's also on my blog. But the great thing about that recipe is that it is flexible enough to make adjustments to accommodate your time and your budget. For me, I like to cut corners using frozen peas and carrots. It's just easier, faster, cheaper than standing around trying to chop carrots. I've definitely done it before, but sometimes it's just way easier to just have it already ready to go. So that's one way that you can save time and money, and also dry time. I know the recipe calls for fresh thyme. You can use dry thyme. I always have that in my pantry, so I just whip that out and use that. I have even tried omitting the onion, the garlic, and the mushroom, so I've made the dish without those things, and it was still delicious. So keep that in mind if you're looking for some corners to cut, but do what works for your family. I think that you'll appreciate the nutrients that you still get from the lentils, the peas, the carrots, and the potatoes. As far as the mashed potatoes, yes, you make your own, but all I like to do here is those same little russet potatoes that I was telling you about. I take a few from that bag, wash them, and then I put them in my Instant Pot. Once they're out of the Instant Pot and they're cool, you just peel the skin right off and then you can mash them. I just mash mine with a potato masher before I add some milk, some butter, and my seasonings. And boom, we are done with that. Really nice, still filling, healthy, and budget-friendly meal. Number four. So we'll say that this is Thursday. You can do some simple chicken gyros. My family and I have come to really, really enjoy gyros. I could literally eat it every week. You can make this in a variety of ways. We like to buy gyro meat from Costco. However, we also enjoy the budget-friendly rendition of using chicken as well. So again, there's a recipe out there. I think it's by Six Sisters Stuff. You can find the link in the show notes. They make an Instant Pot chicken gyro. It tastes great. You can cook that up. Now, remember we talked earlier about those chicken legs. You can even use those chicken legs that you have left over from your big pack, and you can throw those in the Instant Pot with your Greek seasonings and then just take the meat off the bone and put that in your gyro. It still works the same. Now, to make this budget friendly, you can swap out pita bread for some basic flour tortillas. Those are generally pretty cheap, or if you know how to make your own, make your own. And then the tzatziki sauce, you know what I'm talking about. That sauce is delicious. However, there have been a few times where we have omitted that sauce just to save a couple coins, and it is still a great meal. You can do without the sauce if you need to. The fastest and cheapest way that I've made gyros is to top the flour tortillas, with your meat and then put on some feta cheese with some cucumbers and tomatoes. Very simple. That's it. Remember, I already had the cucumbers and the tomatoes for my previous dishes anyway, so that was already in the fridge. And then you can just drizzle some olive oil and sprinkle it with salt, and it is still good and healthy and satisfying. Okay, meal number five. So we'll say that this is Friday's meal. This is a black bean enchilada. Okay, black bean enchiladas are actually quite delicious and very, very simple. So with these, all you need is corn tortillas. Again, if you make your own tortillas, wonderful. Otherwise, if you are in a location like I am, you can find corn tortillas for pretty cheap. So some corn tortillas, and then you need black beans. Guess what? You can use some of those black beans. We cooked up a pound of them in the black bean rice bowl. You can reuse some of those leftover beans for these black bean enchiladas. So we're going to take those black beans and we're going to mix them with some red enchilada sauce and some of that grated cheese that, remember I mentioned earlier, I grate my cheese. I use some of that to put in there, and then you just mix it up. The sauce, the cheese, the beans, and whatever else you have on hand that you want to throw in there. If you have meat to throw in there, you can totally do that. But it's great with just the black beans. And then that's your filling. You put them in your tortilla, you roll them up, put them down in a casserole dish, top that with your enchilada sauce and some cheese, pop it in the oven for about 30 minutes, and boom, dinner is done and it's delicious. And if you'd like to, totally optional, but if you'd like to, you can top it with something like sour cream or cilantro. You might have some leftover on hand from the previous meals that we made earlier in the week. And it is good and easy and filling. Number six. So the sixth meal, we would say this is Saturday. This is pinto beans with pico de gallo and cornbread. Now, of course, I sometimes will switch these meals around just because I want to make sure that I go through my fresh produce first. So since I have pico de gallo on Monday for my black bean and rice bowl, I would probably move this meal up to closer to Monday just to make sure that my pico de gallo doesn't go bad. I just wanted to mention that. This is not a surefire in this order. Sometimes I mix things around based on my fresh produce. So keep that in mind. But pinto beans with pico de gallo and cornbread. So the pinto beans is another great hearty one. It does not require any meat, but if you want to throw in bacon or ham or whatever, you can. However, it is great as meatless. You can put pinto beans in the Instant Pot, get a bag of dry pinto beans. You do not have to soak them. Put them in the Instant Pot and season them up. And then you can go ahead and also make some cornbread. If you have the ingredients to make it from scratch, do it. Otherwise, you can get a cheap little box of Jiffy cornbread, sanctify it, say your grace. It will be fine. And then once all of that is prepared, you can go ahead and spoon your beans into your bowl and you can top it with pico de gallo and maybe even some sour cream with a little side of cornbread. And it is delicious. It is very good and very inexpensive. The seventh meal, so we'll say this would be Sunday, would be crock pot chicken legs, baked potatoes, and broccoli. Again, you may have some leftover chicken legs depending on how many you used from the package that you purchased for this meal plan. You also are going to be making baked potatoes, again, using some of those russet potatoes from what we've mentioned earlier. And then broccoli. Now, you can get frozen broccoli for pretty cheap. I usually can get a 40-ounce bag for less than $4, and so it lasts multiple meals, which is awesome. Crockpot chicken legs, you can just throw these in the crock pot or in your Instant Pot. And I find that though when I put them in the crock pot, it's the texture, they're just soft, they fall off the bone, they're just really good and tender and juicy. Instant Pot, usually you have to pop them in the oven afterwards just to give them a little bit of a crisp, but do what works best for you. This is a very flexible one because you can flavor them however you like. Barbecue sauce, teriyaki sauce, Cajun seasoning, Montreal steak seasoning, Lowry seasoning, salt and pepper, whatever you'd like. You can choose whatever seasoning, sauces, whatever, whatever makes you happy. Throw that in there and boom, you can just walk away from it. Usually takes about 4 to 6 hours depending on the settings that you use. And they're good to go. Very simple and delicious. Pop your baked potatoes in an Instant Pot, or of course you can always use the oven. Those are good to go. And then heat up some broccoli, and that is dinner. Nice, delicious, healthy, filling, and inexpensive. With those baked potatoes, you may have some leftover cheese and sour cream from our previous meals in the week, so use that. I love with a meal plan like this, you can reuse a lot of the ingredients and stretch them, and that's what makes this so amazing. Now, we talked about lunch and we've talked about dinner, so let's really briefly talk about breakfast ideas that you can fit into this meal plan to stay on budget. So for breakfast, you can do things like oatmeal. What I usually do is I like to make a big batch of oatmeal in my Instant Pot. Yes, I have fallen in love with the Instant Pot. I make a big batch. When I say big batch, I have a family of three right now, and I usually use about, I want to say, 3 cups of oats and 7.5 cups of water, and I put in the Instant Pot, I want to say, for 20 minutes on high pressure. And it yields a lot of oatmeal, and I usually spread that out over the course of 2 days. So maybe on Tuesday we'll have oatmeal and Thursday we'll have oatmeal. So that's already 2 days of breakfast done. You can top that however you want. We generally like butter, milk, raisins, cinnamon, just as something healthy and delicious, but you can put whatever you want in your oatmeal, right? And then malt oatmeal is one that we've been really loving, especially in this chilly weather. So malt oatmeal, you can get a little box of that that lasts for a few meals. At a good price. So something like malt oatmeal, you can put a little piece of toast or some scrambled eggs with that. And generally we'll probably do malt oatmeal 2 times a week. So there's 4 breakfasts right there. And then you can also do, sometimes I'll make homemade biscuits. I usually always have those ingredients on hand. I always have, you know, strawberry preserves on hand so we can have biscuits with eggs. For one of the meals, that's 5 meals. And then generally on the weekends is like our little relaxation splurge meal. And so we'll have like pancakes, eggs, and sausage. Again, you can make your pancake mix from scratch. It is delicious. There's so many great recipes out there, but you can also just buy a little cheap box of pancake mix from the store with no problem. And boom, there is breakfast. Now, this is not every single week, but it's what we've been on lately and we've been loving it just because it's all warm and perfect for this season that we're in. But you can also do other things like cereals or even just fruit with eggs. A lot of the time we would do like fruit with eggs and maybe nuts and cheese for protein. So just do what works for you, but there's so many different options out there. Hopefully you've been inspired to have some new ideas that you can incorporate into your weekly meal plans and understanding that you do not have to break the bank in order to create delicious, healthy meals. All of these meals, my family and I enjoy it. We eat multiple times because they're delicious, but they're also inexpensive and they still have a nutritious factor. So let me know if you have any questions. Feel free to shoot me an email and I will talk to you soon. Bye, Mama.
I pray that this episode blessed your life. If you enjoyed it and got something from it, would you do me a favor and please leave a review of my show on Apple Podcasts? It would make my heart happy to know that it was a blessing to you. Also, will you pause for a moment and share this episode with someone else who has been praying to have a more Christ-centered marriage, family, and home? It's time that we reclaim God's design for marriage and family, starting with one mama at a time. And if you're looking for community, come join our Toddler Mom Diaries community today at toddlermomdiaries.com/community. Until next time, mama, love and blessings. Larissa J.